Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have our Bartlesville Lions Club members in today, and by golly, we've got some big things happening. How you doing, folks?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Now, we've got a whole lot to share. We've got a whole lot of improvements that have taken place here at our club facility and also our park. Wayne, you were just showing me some pictures a little bit ago of some of the things that have been going on there.
Right, we're in the process of putting some new toys in at what was called Tuxedo Park.
Mm-hmm.
Took out the old tall 10-foot no rails slide and replaced it with a 8-foot slide, and we put up new bumpers around the toys.
Mm-hmm.
Spread two semi loads of wood mulch under the toys. So we have one more toy to go, and we'll put that in this evening.
All right, here's hoping the weather holds up. I think it's gone. I think it's going to look good.
We told them bring it rain or shine.
Oh, okay. So it's going in one way or the other.
That's the plan.
And this is part of our birthday celebration. So we're giving Bartlesville a birthday present because we're 100 years old.
Indeed, we are. Now, you and I were talking a little bit about the club facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than just a club facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole lot more. Tell us about it.
It's a community center for the community. The Lions Club owns the building right next door to the park.
Mm-hmm.
At 2900 Southeast Tuxedo. We're about a half mile west of Highway 75. And the club building is available for anyone to rent for their birthday party,
mm-hmm.
wedding reception, family reunion. Some now are using it for memorial services because some of the churches in the area are still not allowing big groups to gather. So we're open for that. And you can call 918-331-9710 for club rental information.
Mm-hmm.
It is a message machine, so you leave your name and phone number, and our building director will call you mm-hmm. back. And it's a great facility if you have kids. It works out really great because the park is right next door. The adults can visit and keep an eye on the kids as they play on the playground.
Very good. Speaking of kids, we talk a little bit of hope, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did. Oklahoma Lions have a foster care agency called Meadows of Hope.
Mm-hmm.
It originally started in the late 1930s as a Iowa Boys Ranch. And in the 1950s, they began to operate two group homes. Each had six boys in it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions became volunteering with that facility in 1952. And in 1971, the charter was changed so
mm-hmm.
that the Lions of Oklahoma are the membership of the corporation. And we operated two six-boy group homes, family-style group homes, until 2015.
Mm-hmm.
In 2015, we changed what we were doing. There were more than 10,000 kids in DH custody in the state of Oklahoma, and we began to see that family-style group homes were not the way to provide service to these children anymore, and we converted to a foster care agency,
mm-hmm.
and we began to support foster care parents. Our objective is to keep sibling groups together. We have a campus south of Perkins that has, we have 110 acres on that campus. We have built five foster care homes mm-hmm. on that campus, and we had a plan originally to build maybe up to 30 foster care homes on that campus. But as things developed, we began to see we could provide better service to kids by supporting foster parents in their own homes. So we'll probably go slow on building any additional foster care homes on our campus.
How can folks find out a little bit more about this, and how can they help you keep the foster homes programs going?
Okay. Lions Meadows of Hope has a website, so you can do a search.
And Google it, it'll pop right
Google
up.
Google it, it'll pop right up.
I believe it's moh.org.
I believe it is.
I think you're
moh.org
right.
for Meadows of Hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they can find out all the information mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Wow. They can become a friend. We were still officially called the Oklahoma Lions Boys Ranch, but we do business as Lions Meadows of Hope.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we've got a lot of great things going on with the Lions Club. Like you said, 100 years and going strong.
100 years.
We're still taking care of eye care, especially with the young people these days, too, aren't we?
We have completed the Kids Sight program for the year in the schools. Mm-hmm. Roseanne Shavima is kind of in charge of that. She takes this eye camera. It's a special camera that it's it's a non-invasive procedure. Probably about as far as I am from you, this camera is aimed at a child's face. We can do it from probably 6 months to about 18. It's not designed for adults. It's designed for a child's vision, and it can detect some diseases of the eye, and not just short-sightedness, but some other diseases of the eye. We do not diagnose, but we can refer then to a doctor if we find a deficiency. And this is a free service we provide.
Mm-hmm.
The Lion Foundation, the L-Y-O-N Foundation, which I'm sure people are familiar with, helped us to purchase this camera. It's a very expensive camera, and there are several around the state, but Bartlesville owns its own. And the camera is then used to take into public schools, daycares, mm-hmm. private schools, anywhere that the school gives us permission to screen, and mm-hmm. it's free of charge. We don't charge the schools for any of that. So
the Lion Foundation also helped us fund our park improvements.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Yes. They're good partners to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, the Lions Club is a lot of partnerships, a lot of mm-hmm. Community relation. It's a lot of people coming together for a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, you know, how do we become Lions if folks are interested? Is it one of those things where you have to be asked, or do you ask to join up?
If you see one of us, we will ask you to join.
Okay, I see it.
Would you like to be a member?
Sure, why not? Let's go. Okay.
We meet twice a month, so the second and fourth Thursday evenings at 6:30 at the club building at 2900 Southeast Tuxedo. We meet for business. We meet for fun. We do not have meals right now. We used to have meals, but we are meeting right now. We do have a Zoom link that is available if you want to meet by Zoom. But we invite guests. In fact, I have a guest tomorrow night who's coming and wants to check us out. So you can nab one of us that is wearing these crazy gold vests, or you can call the 918-331-9710 number for club information about our club. And we invite guests, and we are glad to have anyone come join us. Even if you can't meet twice a month, we welcome others to come.
Well, very good. Do a lot of great work for our community. And everybody always seems to remember the Lions Club right around Christmas time.
Christmas time.
So one of our fundraisers is to sell Christmas trees.
Yeah, they go fast.
They go fast. We only get a limited number of them.
We get one shipment, and a lot of people ask, well, when will the next shipment be in? We only get one shipment, and this past year, I think we sold out in 9 days.
Oh, yeah. When's the next shipment? Well, there goes the truck.
We are making our deposit. Uh-huh. I believe next month in June we'll make our deposit for those trees. So we know that a lot of families count on us to provide quality
tradition.
Trees. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a great tradition, and it gets us out to meet the community, and we love it.
How many families do you see year after year taking out the kids and now the grandkids to go pick out the tree? I imagine that you see a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah, so we had one family come last year that with their great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren.
Wow. So this has been going on a while.
Right.
And it's fun to see the families come out to choose a fresh Christmas tree for the first time. Because that is a real treat. If you've never had a fresh Christmas tree, it's quite an experience. We'll take their picture, and you know, we wear Santa hats and reindeer antlers, and just make it a fun time and a special time for them. And it's our biggest fundraiser for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that money, any money that we raise at a Christmas tree sales or the pancake breakfast or anywhere we're raising money, it's not just to fund the activities around our club or the park or any, we give back to agencies in town. So we're helping to, for example, give money to Mary Martha. We give money to, what are some of the others? Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of different things.
Concern. Mutual Girls Club, a lot of the Oak Park Community Association, we give. And then, of course, we help fund state projects as well, like the White Cane Project.
Mm-hmm.
Lions were important in founding the White Cane Project, which is raising awareness about the canes that blind people use, mm-hmm. blind pedestrians use. Mm-hmm. And so we give money to that as well as other projects.
So any of our administrative costs are covered by our dues.
Mm-hmm.
So the funds that we raise from outside the club all go to community projects of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes scholarships too, right?
Sometimes
and scholarships.
Mm-hmm. We have a State Briggs Memorial Scholarship Fund that gives away 4 scholarships every year to students around the state. So this last year, about two-thirds of the scholarship applicants came from District 3E, which is the district that our club belongs to. Mm-hmm. It's essentially the eastern half of the state.
Pretty good representation there. I like that. There you go. Now, locally, how do we find out more about the Lions Club? I know you have a Facebook page. We saw some pictures there with the playground. Looks pretty good.
Yes. You can look us up at the Bartlesville Lions Club. I don't know the exact address for the website, but you can also...
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
Just Google it.
Yeah. Google it, and you can call our number, 918-331-9710, to find out more information about us, and we're
But on Facebook, you can do search for Bartlesville Lions Club.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. It'll take you right there to that link.
Pop up.
Very good. Very good. I invite everybody to, if you get a break, because I know you look at your phones all the time, take a look at their Facebook page, and you can see just how many improvements took place in a very short amount of time there with the park and playground. It really looks good. Really looks good.
And we want to thank the Lion, the LYON Foundation, for assisting us in the past to give us a matching challenge and then some additional grant money to do those things. So we appreciate that very much.
All right. Now, this is critical because I'm a kid at heart. The piece of equipment going in at the playground today is called a four climber. Is that what it's called?
I think a crescent climber.
I think it's called a crescent climber.
What is that?
Okay, it's essentially a hoop that goes from one side to the other, and it's like a ladder that you climb over.
Oh, okay. Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Who's about 5.
Yeah. And we will be getting in some adult fitness equipment too, like
We've
a
done
chin-up
that
bar.
Already.
Oh, it's already
Oh,
in.
Really
we,
good.
Yeah. So, we installed a chin-up bar, pull-up pole and a sit-up bench. Those are all in. We did those the day before we put the slide up.
We know you'll like the sit-up bench to do all those sit-ups you need to do.
Yeah, I'm on it. Sit up to take a bite of a cheeseburger. No. I really need to get out there and get around on that. I got 3 grandsons that are overdue for a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if they're all under 10, so they could probably give the new toys a good workout.
And they've already been tried.
Okay, good. We're not going to ask who.
We had a few kids come over Saturday when we were assembling and putting up the slide.
How could they not
finishing
resist?
It up, and they helped us with a little bit of the concrete work and asked us a bunch of questions about the slide and when they could play on it. And tried out the chin-up bars. And
well, you got to love those folks. They're kind of like test pilots on the stuff. All right. Well, thank you very much. I want to thank you both for being here today.
Thank
Always
you.
Great. Don't be strangers.
Alright, thank you for having us.
We've
thank
got
you.
More coming up right here on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships